What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Wild Time Talk Show. This is episode number 5. Gavin Gray speaking.
Joey P.
Dre Konickman.
Morgan Marchenko.
What are we talking about tonight?
Something about turkeys.
Something about them.
Yeah. It's the night before opener day here in Ohio. So
yeah, it's April 15th.
19th,
Joey?
19th. Oh, yeah.
April 19th. 20th is the opener. Tomorrow's Saturday, and it's Friday evening. So we're sitting around the barn. We all just got back from trying to hear some birds gobble, and some of us came up empty-handed, and Joey, you got a bird to hunt in the morning. That's
kind
of, yeah.
Yeah, we can go on, I guess. Me and Drake, I mean, I guess all of us have been scouting pretty heavy these past few weeks, and me and Drake picked up some new pieces. I went and listened to one of those new ones tonight, heard two birds, both of them in the same area, so probably running together, but they're roughly 250 to 300 off the property we can hunt.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
It's going to be hard. I mean, yeah. But, you know.
It's not terrible, though.
No.
I mean, for a turkey, it's in the wheelhouse.
Yeah, and you guys have seen birds on the property since you picked up permission, so it's obvious that those birds are going over onto that property.
Yeah, anticipation has been really high. I mean, we've, on this, you know, vicinity, like the area, we've been watching a lot of birds all together, like groups of them.
Yeah, this block has a lot of turkeys in it, that's for sure.
Yeah, so we've been looking real hard, and we picked up on some. I think, what was it, 2 weeks ago, we saw four gobblers. There's, what, six hens out there?
That was a week ago.
Because was that a week ago? When did you get back?
Because I was in Pennsylvania.
I left the 12th. So that would have been, like, when did you?
I left for Pennsylvania. Or no, maybe it was a little over a week ago. Because I left on Wednesday of last week. And I think it was the first day I was gone. You guys were the next morning or something like that.
It was during that rain spell when it was like raining every day.
Yeah.
So Thursday last week.
Cruising in fields. Turkeys are always out in the fields when it's raining a lot.
Week and a day ago, there was a bunch of birds on that piece. But
yeah. So our anticipation was really high. And I mean, other farms too that have proven in the past we've had birds on. We're running trail cameras, picking up pictures. I know Gavin's pulled a couple.
Yeah. It's few and far between right now. But yeah, we have pulled a couple new pieces that I do have some trail cameras running on right now, and the trail cameras really haven't shown me what I want to see. I've gotten a few pictures of some redheads.
It's so hard because like you run a camera and it only sees so much.
Yeah.
And this bird, you know, it's 4 foot tall, not even.
Yeah.
And it's just like you're trying.
I know it's kind of hard to find a definite spot for turkeys.
Have you ever tripped in like a dust ball? Bowl? Yeah.
I've never seen, I've watched turkeys do it, but I've never like been walking through a field and be like, turkey bathed in there.
Yeah. It's like, No. One time a long time ago, but.
Sure.
But I would like to like run a trail camera on something like that. Something that like you can actually like pick up on turkeys, like deer, you know, you think
they use it over and over the same dust bowl?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I mean, it's like a.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's just like their bathtub.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's so...
It's a restroom?
To me, I would like to know, so like if anyone wants to let us know, like where to put cameras to pinpoint turkey.
Yeah, I mean, like, obvious in our heads, we have the idea of just like open areas and woods that like they use as strut zones or, you know, you find like corners of fields that you see turkeys strutting in, see turkeys hanging out in all the time, and that's how you know to put cameras there. But without seeing the actual sign of turkeys... With your own eye, how do you find where to put the cameras?
Yeah.
We don't know that. I mean, I don't, at least.
Even in this field that we saw those four birds in, I threw a camera up, and there's turkey tracks around all over the place. And, you know, there's turkey sign. You see turkeys in the field. I throw a camera up, and I think, you know, a week and a half of it running, I've gotten three pictures of turkeys.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to kind of, like, pinpoint, you know, trail cam pictures and know when a bird's in there.
Yeah, it's not like deer. You don't see a definite deer trail or a scrape or, you know, just we obviously know a little bit more about deer, but
yeah, that is true. Turkeys are more like vocal though. Like you can, if they're there, they're there. If they're not, they're not.
Yeah. So it's a little bit different for running trail cameras. You just got to be there with your own ears.
Yeah, I know. I got the trail cam down south.
Yeah.
That's just on a road. And,
yeah, that's another thing.
Past like 3 days.
Clear cuts, roads.
Big gobby.
Yeah. You've been picking up on one.
But no, every day since I put that camera up, there's been hens on it pretty much. Yeah, so We're excited to get down there next weekend and start hunting. But
is this a spot that's like proved itself in the past with cameras, or
I mean, not really. I think it's the second year I've had a trail camera there. First year I had a cell cam, or first year I've put a cell camera there.
Yeah.
The rest of the time it's just been go down there and pull SD card. But it, I mean, it's just, you know, one of them strutting roads, travel routes. They like being out in the open, and
it's nice that you guys have those paths through.
Yeah. Yeah. Any ATV trail I think is money. Mm. But just stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of the side of, I don't know, us getting off the beaten trail and talking about, you know, our trail camera excursions. But
It is hard.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is. But, like, let's talk about what our plans are for the morning, which we don't really have one. But
we haven't.
We can discuss it right here on the podcast, so.
Yeah, so.
Well, what happened was all three of us split up.
Yep, yesterday. Tonight.
Yeah.
And we come back with Joey from Two Birds.
Yeah.
And we can all hunt that piece, so maybe we might try something like that, or might try a spot that we didn't roost tonight and maybe hopefully pick up on something.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, I know it's kind of far-fetched with where this bird's roosted for the piece of property, but, I mean, it's our best chance right now, you know, without going in blind in the morning.
Well, somewhere. Back to what I was saying at the beginning, like, these two birds I heard tonight were 250 yards off the property we can hunt.
Yeah,
we saw four there a week ago.
Yep.
We think that the group is since then split into two and two, if not 2-1-1, because we've been seeing two different birds across the road from there. There's no telling if the birds I heard tonight were the ones that we've been seeing across the road and the other two are somewhere else, or the other two are singled somewhere else. It makes me feel a lot better that you guys didn't hear birds tonight, you know, that there may be one on the property I was on tonight, you know.
Wasn't gobbling.
Just wasn't gobbling like what you guys had experienced tonight, because you guys know that there's probably turkeys on the property that you guys were on tonight. Like, you were on a new piece, you've been seeing a flock of turkeys, two gobs in there, and Drake was on a piece, we've been seeing two gobs in there. Yep. So,
and we watched four hens.
Yeah, we saw four hens tonight.
Tonight, so you would think there'd be a gobbler in there. If not, then it is what it is, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one not far from there. I'm
certain.
Feel pretty good about saying that.
Yeah.
I think we definitely need to split up in the morning. I don't know. Yeah. Dad and Grandpa are going out in the morning at a spot I've hunted the past couple of years. He said he is.
That's cool.
My mom wasn't too sure of it when I talked to her in the house. They said she wasn't too sure my dad was going to get up at 5, but
there should be a bird in there too.
Yeah, I listened for a little bit. I was just on the road.
Yeah.
Didn't hear anything, but I don't think I've ever heard a bird in the evening there. Like,
really?
Yeah, from the roost. And I've listened a couple times, but just going in and basically it's a little knob they roost on a lot.
A tried and true spot, honestly.
Yeah, it's always proved itself. Like last season was almost to the point like where you didn't have to listen every night.
Yep.
Like, it was pretty dang sure he was going to be in there in the morning.
Yeah, yep. Last season you had the bird pattern to the tree, basically.
Yeah, well, he had his exit trail, that's for sure. Yeah. And that's a hunt that we just released a couple weeks ago. So if you haven't seen that, go check that out. But
that was crazy. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was one of many, but...
I'll never forget when we were sitting on that tree and you're like... you can explain it, but I just remember you looking at me and saying, he's home as soon as he gobbled.
Yep.
I'll just never forget that.
He's at home.
Yeah. And that was special. You know, usually you're hearing a bird and trying to get within 100 yards of him just out of sight distance so he can fly down and then, you know, hopefully work his way towards you. But this bird was being stubborn. We had hunted him 2 or 3 times and he always worked the other direction, even with calling. And I think we threw a Jake or a hen decoy up one of the times we were back there. And
I hate to call you out, but how many birds did you miss beforehand?
I'm up to 6. I don't think I've killed a bird the past 3 or 4 years. And I think I've missed 5 or 6 times.
That year, was that bird your third miss? Or
which year?
Last year.
No, I only missed one last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you missed
one. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I thought you did, too.
Year before that, I missed 3. Year before that, I missed 2.
Oh.
So I could be like 3, and I still have yet to kill a kill a longbeard. So hopefully I'm hoping to do that this year.
You'll work on yourself. You'll get there.
I've seen a lot die, but just haven't been able to be behind the gun for it.
Yeah.
But no, that hunt was kind of special. We, like I said, he's being stubborn, and me and Drake slipped back on him. Kind of knew his exit route, so we got in there nice and quiet pretty early and never heard him gobble until we were already sitting on our tree where we wanted to be. He gobbled once. I soft yelped at him and pitched down 70 yards maybe and just walked a straight line to us. And I'll let the YouTube video explain it the rest, but he was about 4 yards when I took the first shot. Jeez. And he made it out with his feet underneath him. So
moving fast.
Yeah. You know, it's turkey patterns are pretty tight at
four yards. That's tight.
Yeah.
You're better off turning the gun around and whipping it at him.
Yeah, yeah.
No swinging it like a baseball bat.
Cody and Andy went down to Virginia this weekend.
I saw they killed one this morning.
Yeah, Cody shot one.
Did he?
He sent me a Snapchat. He's like, this is what happens with TSS and a 12-gauge at 5 yards. Yeah. And like, he killed a bird. Big time.
That close, huh?
That's pretty good.
That's usually a trip that I take down to Virginia with those boys, but this year I kind of opted out on it. Usually it opens up the week before this weekend that we're in right now, so usually that's youth season here in Ohio.
Yeah, and you're fine with
it. It did, didn't it?
No, it opened up this weekend.
Oh, it's not this weekend yet, though.
Yeah, you're right. They shot a bird this morning, Friday.
Okay,
it opened last weekend.
Well, their trip was planned.
Trip was planned, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't opened on the youth weekend because I talked to Red, which is the guy that has a cabin down there, and he said it wasn't. I didn't go into specs on it. I didn't look in any
further. I thought it did open last weekend.
Either way, he killed a bird this morning.
Yeah.
It's Friday, so obviously season was open.
But yeah. No, that's cool. You brought up the whole TSS thing. That's another thing we could kind of get into. Kind of talk about our setups.
Yeah, what are you shooting, Gavin?
I got a 20-gauge. It's a Mossberg 500. It was actually my first gun I ever got. It's a youth model, and it's a Mossberg 500, and I used to use it for everything. I shot deer with it. It had a rifled barrel and a smoothbore. But
that's
I kind of
sweet gun.
Yeah, I kind of converted it over to just being strictly my cool little turkey gun. Last year, I put a Vortex red dot sight on it, and I'm shooting TSS out of it. And I think, I'm shooting 7-shot.
Did you shoot TSS last year?
Yeah.
You switched to tungsten.
Yeah, I bought the 7 and 9 shot and the 7-shot, and for some reason, I just like the 7-shot better. And I didn't kill a bird with it last year, but it patterns really well. I shot it today at 25 yards just to make sure that my red dot was on still. It blew the target off the stand. It was really good. And
nice.
Last year I shot it out to 50. Honestly, I was comfortable with it out at 50 with the amount of BBs that it put into the turkey picture on the target. So
is it a youth model?
Yeah, it's youth model. It's freaking tiny. So.
Easy to sling around.
Yeah, it's easy to sling around, but it's kind of uncomfortable to shoot, especially like, say you're holding the gun up to your shoulder and you got your hand wrapped around it and your thumb's sitting on top of like the stock, like right in front of your face.
I'm watching Gavin right now. He's left-handed.
I know. I was gonna say, isn't it a right-handed gun?
No, it's left-handed gun.
Oh, it is.
Gavin's the weirdo. He's left-handed.
Yeah, I'm left-handed. But if you wrap your thumb around the top of the stock and like put it in front of your face like you usually hold a gun, and when it shoots, you bust yourself in the face. That's how close quarters it is. Like, it's like right here. So I got to like learn to not hold it a certain way just because of how short the gun is. And I bust myself in the nose every time I shoot it sometimes when I forget about it and get a bloody nose. But
you don't think about that when the turkey's in front of
me. That wouldn't matter when the turkey's in front of me. But when I'm target practicing, it kind of sucks. Yeah. But so yeah, that's my setup.
I'm shooting a 12 gauge Super Black Eagle. It's like the first one that they made.
Yeah, the original.
Yeah, I always shot Longbeard XRs, and I got a Carlson XR Longbeard choke in it. And that always patterned well for me. I've killed turkeys with that. And last year, I switched over to Federal TSSs. I think they're 8-shot. And that's when I noticed the difference. I was doing some target practicing with them and shot out to 50 yards, and the difference between the two was just, like, crazy.
Yeah.
And inside of 10 yards, still a dead bird. I don't really know much about it other than I bought the rounds and they shot good. They're expensive as hell, but
yeah.
Yeah.
They freaking shot good.
So last year I bought the Franke Infinity
3. Yeah.
Turkey.
Yeah, the Turkey edition.
Yeah, it's a pretty slick gun. It's got the pistol grip, it's wrapped in bottomlands. got a sight on it. And it comes with two different chokes, I believe. There's a super or extra tight, and then or an extra full and a full.
Yeah.
I just have the full in it.
Is that what you patterned with this year?
Yeah, that's what I patterned with this year. We got a couple different rounds. I bought the Apex TSS, and then I bought the Verdict TSS, and I shot the other day at 35-ish, and I think the Verdict shot a little bit better. So I'm probably going to plug one of them in there first, and then maybe just back it up with some Apex. But
yeah, those are the only two rounds you've shot out of it?
Yeah.
Is the Verdict and the Apex.
And I mean, I've shot some lead loads.
Yeah.
Just to try to, when I was sighting it in.
Yeah.
But it, I've been thinking about putting a red dot on it.
Or they are sort, sweet.
But
they're sweet.
Because it is a strict turkey gun. You know, I'm not going to use it for anything else.
Yeah.
But I would just hate for a red dot to die out there.
I know.
Definitely have to carry extra batteries.
You got to be pretty anal about it.
Yeah.
Grammar to turn it off. I don't really know how those, like, what the battery life is and stuff like that. I know people that, like, conceal carry with those red dots on them. They, like, leave them on all the time.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's a whole day at a time. And then when they, you know, take their sidearm off them at the end of the day, they turn it off and then turn it on in the morning when they put it on. But
I'm sure they got some, like, solar ones out there, too.
Oh, which I know they do. But, yeah, I don't know what the battery life, but I don't want to risk it. So,
yeah, definitely carry extra batteries if you got a red dot.
Yeah, I've always turned mine off and real strict about it. Trying not to forget. I'm sure there's going to be one day that I do, but
it is nice to have like a setup just for turkeys. Like,
yeah,
grab it out of the safe for one month at a time. And I mean,
now it's in the back of my truck.
Yeah, it's in your truck right now. It's going to roll around with you for a month.
Yeah, I like my little gun, but I would like to get something like what Joey has. I have a Franchi Affinity 3 12 gauge, just an all around gun, but I like the Franchis. I would like to get one of those strict turkey guns with the pistol grips.
Yeah, mine's a semi-auto. 20 gauge too. I don't think I said that.
Yeah, 20 gauge.
Morgan, you bought a 410, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a Mossberg 410.
It's a Mossberg 500 410.
What were you guys patterned?
I got the, is it the Sig Romeo? Is that the red dot I have?
Yeah,
on
it's
it?
A Sig Romeo red dot.
Kind
of a inexpensive red dot, but it does really good.
The Federal TSS 9-shot.
Yeah, it's 9-shot.
Nice.
We shot
killed a bird with that last year.
Oh, yeah. She
30, 35 yards.
Pummeled a bird, yeah. We shot that today, too, at 25 in it. I mean, it was
That's
beautiful.
Such a badass thing to just run around with.
I don't know if I would ever go with the 410. I think I would stick with the 20.
Yeah.
I kind of obviously, I like the 20 better than the 12, and a 410 would be lighter and easier to throw around, but I think just the 20 to have the advantage.
Yeah. I've always just had the 12-gauge, so I'm like, I mean, it's worked out for me.
Yeah.
I carry it around. It doesn't affect me much. But
And that's what probably most people are going to be hunting with.
Yeah.
You know, it's a 12-gauge they've shot pheasants with, rabbits with.
Yeah, just your all-around shotgun that they love.
Yeah, and most chokes, you know, if you put the full in, that comes from factory, and buy some TSS, you're good. You know, if not, Drake's got Carlson. Jeb's makes tubes. There's a bunch of different companies that make tubes that you can get extra tight. And really, you know, if you still want to shoot it for birds, you know, just use your bead.
Yep.
And make sure you're shooting good. If you have a bead gun and it's shooting a little left, just kind of have to know you're shooting left. And
well, you can shim them too, but that's kind of in depth. Not the everyday Joe is going to be doing that kind of thing. But I haven't even dabbled in that, and I don't know if you guys have. But
most of the time, probably. Just aimed a little bit left.
Yeah, I know people shim them, but that seems a little bit complicated.
I just got a regular reflex sight on my shotgun that it works. I mean, I like it. Run around. I've dropped my gun here and there plenty of times.
Oh, I'm sure that gun's seen some dark places.
Yeah, it's killed a lot of turkeys, too. It's a good gun.
Yeah.
I like that gun.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, that's kind of our loadouts.
So, but, what are we doing in the morning? Have we ever decided that?
I don't know. I mean... All right, well, coming back from a little break, Joey, you just asked what our plans actually were for the morning. And we've yet to really decide. I think the only thing that's on the table is kind of all of us going out to that property where you roosted the birds and seeing what happens.
Yeah, I think there's definitely, well, we know there's two birds in there.
Yeah.
There could be four birds in there. Are you going to try that new permission spot out?
What, that I went
in the morning?
That I went to tonight?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. I know there's birds in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. The only thing is it's brand new to me. I don't know where they roost.
Right.
I don't know anything about the property. I don't hunt. I don't hunt even the block, so it's all new to me, and I just don't know. And I know that there is another group of two hunters that are going to be hunting the property. I've talked to them. I mean, they just seem like they're kind of just starting out in the turkey hunting world. If I had to guess, I'm about 99% sure they're going to be there in the morning.
Oh, okay.
And obviously, I don't want to intrude on them. Yeah, like, you know, yeah. It was a younger kid and a dad. Talked to him. The kid knew the exact start date of the season, so it seems like they're going to be in there in the morning, and if they're in there, I don't want to go in there. So
yeah,
give it a couple weeks.
Yeah, I don't want to bank on it.
Yeah, we got a lot of season left.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I think over by where the birds were this morning, I think that there's a lot of property in the area that we can, well, that we have access to.
Birds this morning, what are you talking about?
Or tonight.
This evening.
Yeah, this evening, my bad. There's, for tomorrow morning, there's a bunch of property permission pieces that we have to, you know, hunt basically till noon.
Yeah. I plan on hunting till the bell.
Yeah. I mean, I do to an extent. I mean, if we're on them and haven't ran out of places, then I want to hunt late in the morning for sure.
I'm thinking, like I said earlier, you know, you guys didn't hear birds.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel better about there maybe being a bird where I was tonight that I didn't hear that could have been on the property. I think, you know, I'll break daylight there.
Yeah.
And then just kind of work my way back to the house, maybe drop down here. Let out some yelps. And, you know, just see how it goes. I know Dad and Grandpa are going out in the morning. Next weekend's plans is to head down south. So, but we got, 7 days of hunting, you know? Yeah. You guys probably be hunting before work and stuff.
Yeah, too. Hopefully that's the plan. Just, you know, the quick off the roost hunt, go in 30 minutes to an hour late, depending on the hunt, around 9 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
So a quick off the roost kind of hunt, work them till they shut up or it works. Yeah. You definitely won't run out on them, that's for sure. We'll extend our morning delay, that's for sure.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Even with those pieces that are in the area, like 10 o'clock bird, you know,
yeah,
they're going to move. They're going to move off the roost. And, I mean, we might cut one, you know, a half mile down the road where we have permission to.
Yeah.
You know, at 10 o'clock. So, I don't know. I think we have a good morning set ahead for us.
Yeah, not bad. So tonight, the gobbles you heard, you think it was a longbeard gobble? You think it was a
Oh, no, they're gobble? Both gobbled. Both longbeards, yeah.
Jake's don't gobble.
Oh, gosh.
Jake's do gobble.
I knew it was coming.
Jake's do not gobble. If you're hunting a turkey, right?
Right.
And you hear a turkey gobbling on the roost, you're not like, that's a Jake.
Sometimes.
I mean, you hear something. You're still going to hunt that bird.
I could show
you
a video right now, and you would say, well, I don't know what you would say.
Okay,
but
I know there's
I could
a,
say there's Jake's for sure.
Okay, there's a different tone between a Jake and a Tom. I know that.
No, I mean,
but
not.
Then there's not. So exactly, you hear a bird gobbling, you're going to hunt him. If it ends up being a Jake, then it's a Jake.
Yeah, but sometimes, not all the time, sometimes Jakes have a half weird
okay,
kind of.
Sounds like
blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it sounds like a bike horn.
Yeah, they just, I mean. But I mean, there's yeah. some Jakes that can freaking let it rip.
Having I know old, that's old man's voice.
Yeah, and then I mean, there's some long beards that don't. They sound like Jakes, but yeah, you never know. But
Jakes don't gobble. You don't hunt a Jake. You don't hear a gobble and be like, yeah, I'm gonna go hunt him. That's a Jake. You hear a bird gobble, you're like, that's a bird I'm gonna hunt.
I mean, if that's all you have, but if there's one that sounds like a Jake and there's a one that sounds like a real gobbler, I'm going to go after a real gobbler.
Well, I understand that, but in my eyes, a Jake doesn't gobble because he just doesn't.
You got to think of a different way to say
it. Yeah, the way you're saying it, it just doesn't.
You're going to get hated on if this is the only way you can say this.
I mean, Jakes I can get gobble. Hated on, I don't care, but like, in my eyes, a Jake doesn't gobble. I'm not going to go out in the woods and hear a bird gobble and be like, that's a Jake. You know what I mean? That's a gobbler. I'm going to go hunt them. You know, they're vocal. Birds are vocal.
They're all gobblers.
Yeah.
Yeah. You hear a turkey gobble, you go hunt them.
Yeah,
you know,
you end up calling
in a couple Jakes, and it's your
but
opinion.
But if there's one that sounds like a Jake and there's one that sounds like a really long good beard. Gobble, long beard,
mm-hmm.
which one are you going after?
I'd set up in between the two.
Oh, God.
See what happens.
Have a bike horn in your right ear and an old man in your left.
Yeah. I don't know. I just have always thought that Jake's don't gobble because you don't hunt a bird that doesn't gobble.
You know, what? Well, you're phrasing this very wrong, Drake.
I understand.
You're saying Jake's don't gobble, but then you're saying Jake's are do gobble.
I know.
You figured out a better way to say it. Yes, right. Yes.
So let's split it up. A Jake will gobble 100%. This past weekend, youth season, I watched four Jakes gobble. Yes. I know that they gobble and they can gobble. But a Jake that gobbles, you're not going to shy away from it. You're not going to tell the difference between... You can sometimes tell the difference between an old mature bird and a Jake, but if you go out to a spot and you hear a bird gobbling, you're going to hunt that bird.
Yes, I agree.
That's all I'm saying. So, like, they're like, you know, I'm just saying Jakes don't gobble because...
Don't say that again, please. Don't say that again, please. You were saying you were hunting a gobbler. You were hunting a... Jake
stumped you, didn't
I?
He puts it in a way you like.
Like, you mean Jake sound different sometimes, but even if you heard a Jake, you'd still go hunt it. Is that like what you're trying to say?
Yeah, like everyone's like, oh, that might be a Jake. It's like, no,
let's go hunt him.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, don't for you to say Jake's don't gobble. What are you listening to?
When I hunt turkeys, I hunt a gobbler.
Yes, I agree.
I hunt gobblers and a hen. Like,
you know,
he thinks like a Jake and a Tom are just the same. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, there's an obvious difference, but when you hunt them, I just don't think they do.
When you hunt them, you don't care.
You're hunting gobblers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is this has been a feud
between our whole group. Yeah. I've always argued this, I almost drowned you in the
Salmon Creek last year in Tyonessa, Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Because I kept saying it, but like... For some reason, it makes sense in my head.
Which is messed up. But you're hunting when you go out in the woods, you're hunting gobblers.
Yeah.
Whether it's Jake or Tom, it don't matter, right?
Mm-hmm. Usually a Jake won't gobble as much as a 2-year-old bird.
Agreed.
Or like, agreed. You know.
What? But you're still hunting gobblers, whether it's a Jake or Tom. So for you to sit there and say, Jakes don't gobble, then what do they do? Yeah, what are they doing instead of gobbling? Are they yelping? No, I don't think so.
They do yelp.
They will, but...
They do. They do yelp.
What the point I'm trying to prove is when you hunt a bird, if, you know, some people are like, oh, I'll shoot a Jake, you know, and then some people are like, I'll pass on a Jake. Well, you know, this past weekend, I hunted some birds, and there was some... You know, Jake's in that group of birds that were hammering with full gobbles. You don't know.
Yeah.
To break it down, you don't know if that's a Jake or a Tom. You don't know if that bird's got a 10-inch beard or if that bird's got a 4 or 5-inch beard, you know, when you're hunting them. So in my eyes, a Jake doesn't gobble because you're just hunting the gobble. And if a bird flies down and he ends up being a Jake, then it's a Jake. But, like, I don't know. When you're hunting, you hunt a gobble. Yeah. You hunt a gobbler. You hunt a gobbler.
I've always seen what you were trying to get at, but you've never put it in the right kind of ways.
Maybe I'll never be words. I'll never be able to explain.
Just the way you say Jake's don't gobble is just not the right way to say that.
Maybe we should come up with like a t-shirt that says Jake's don't gobble.
Because you know that Jakes do gobble.
No, I know they do, yeah.
Okay.
They can.
Oh, they do.
Hens gobble too. I had a hen gobble right in front of me 3 years ago.
Did you?
But Jakes do gobble, so why have you said multiple times that Jakes don't gobble?
Because you don't hunt that.
You do hunt gobbles.
All right.
Do you not hunt a gobble?
All right.
You do. Because if you're not hunting a gobble, I don't know what the hell you're hunting.
You're hunting a gobble.
Okay.
But Jakes don't. Because you're hunting, though.
If you're
hunting the gobble, not the
Jesus, guys.
Type of gobble.
Which every turkey hunter out there hunts the gobble.
All right.
Yeah. But not every turkey hunter out there hunts a Jake.
I'm sure they do.
No, because I've heard many people say, oh, I won't shoot a Jake.
Drake, okay. Will you shoot a Jake?
Yeah, 100%.
This year.
If I had a redhead pop over, if I was working birds.
With you knowing that it was a Jake, not a Tom.
If I had a group of Jakes come into my decoy, I'd probably let him go.
One lone Jake comes in. You see
if he was hammering on his way in, I'd probably shoot him.
You see the little 2-inch beard. You shooting it?
It would be hard for me too, but I've always said that I wouldn't.
Have you ever passed a Jake?
I can't say I have. No, I've shot about 5 of them.
Joey, would you shoot a Jake?
No, sir.
Have you ever passed on a Jake?
Yes, sir. Within the last 3 years of me trying to kill the Tom, I have passed a handful of Jakes. And
remember that one
trying
hunt?
To get that full fan.
Remember that one hunt that we called in? We called in the gobbler and the Jake.
Yep, oh, shot the Jake.
I was supposed to go with you guys that day.
Was the Jake gobbling that day? Did the Jake gobble?
No, dude, there's a long beard right behind him.
How do you know the Jake wasn't gobbling?
Because I know
how do you know the Jake wasn't the one gobbling and the long beard stayed quiet?
If he was, I freaking slammed his ass.
You slammed the Jake.
But I'm pretty positive right after I shot him.
I slammed his ass.
Right after I shot him, freaking long beard flew off behind him because he was poking around first.
That long beard did fly.
He messed around and
Drake,
found
me
out.
And you were hunting that morning. We hunted all morning. And for some reason, I split ways. You went with Joey and Joey fucking rolled a Jake. It was the top standard right behind.
His bird was hammering.
I remember you calling. He's like, Joey's
so fucking
mad. No,
because we saw the freaking gobbler 5 seconds beforehand.
I know. That was
the last turkey I shot.
You saw a redhead and you shot.
Really?
Yep. It was a while.
Dude, that was 5 years ago.
5 years ago.
Probably 4 or 5 years ago.
You saw a redhead.
Actually, maybe not. Maybe I think I shot 2 turkeys that year when Ohio season still allowed to. I think I shot 2 Jakes that year.
Probably 5 years ago.
Yep. Ohio allowed 2 birds up until 2 years ago, wasn't it?
I think it was 2020. So this would be the 4th season. So
Morgan chimes in with a fact.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was 3 years ago.
Huh.
No, that was a cool hunt, though. But, yeah, whatever. I'll try to prove a point that will never be proven, that Jake's don't count.
Well,
but
you
that's,
just are
that's
phrasing
fine.
It wrong. You
I
need
think
to,
we're, got
you need
it.
To do. We understand what you're trying to say, but
you know what we got out of
what you're
church?
Saying
we
is
got
very
a podcast
wrong.
Title and a badass t-shirt.
Hell yeah. Jake's don't gobble, man. They don't. Gobblers?
I don't know.
It stumps you, doesn't it?
It just...
Just the way you say it.
It'll throw you for a loop.
Do you gobble?
Here and there.
When you get excited?
If it gets intense in the woods, I'll let it.
Drake's don't gobble.
Do you gobble at a gobbler if he's hung up with hens?
Have you ever gobbled?
Maybe let up.
At a turkey?
No. This past weekend when I went for youth season, I have let a couple gobbles out just to maybe get one fired up. Like a long time ago when I was just
young,
testing the waters.
Freaking pulling everything out of your...
Shooting bearded hens and stuff.
Yeah, shooting bearded hens. That's a story in itself.
Pulling everything out of the tackle box, just trying to make something work.
Exactly. This past weekend, I went on a youth hunt with my uncle's buddy's son.
Yeah.
His name's MJ. And he ended up shooting a bird. But we worked in 9 of those birds, and his dad was calling for us. And MJ was sitting in the front, then his dad, and then it was me. So we were all in a line. And his dad had the gobble call.
Gobble tube. One of them freaking...
Yeah, one of those things you whip around.
Trust me, I used to have that in my tackle box.
That was in there. No, he pulled it out. And I mean, it worked.
I think. Let me bring it back. You said 9 birds?
Yeah. Yeah, we called in 9 birds, and MJ shot 1. And there was another group hunting the same property that were working 6 others.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
What, 9 long beards?
There was... At least 5. Jeez. 5 or 6 long beards.
5 or 6.
In the group that we called in.
This was all 1 flock of turkeys.
1 flock. Of male turkeys, 1 flock. It was a cool hunt. We were in this bottom, 1 shot gobbled to a crow. We worked up the hillside, and we got a quarter way up because the turkeys were halfway up the hillside. And we're sitting there forever, and it was a little bit windy, and Mike is MJ's dad, and he's calling at these birds, and nothing's happened. I didn't know if they couldn't hear because it was so windy out or anything, and he located them with a crow call, and you just heard them lit up.
Really?
6 birds just gobbled, and you could hear a defined Jake in the group.
Oh boy, Drake said it.
Anyhow, they shot gobbled, and he started soft yelping after that, got a little aggressive with the calls. They started responding, and it was game on. They worked downhill. That's how.
Oh, really?
I mean, there was not a single hen in the group. They were just, I don't know what they were.
They wanted it.
Yeah, they wanted it, and they came in hot. They ended up working past us, and they're 40 yards, but MJ couldn't shoot because it was over a little hilltop. and Mike just started scratching leaves.
Yeah.
And it pulled, I think four of them kept going, but it pulled the rest of the group to us just from him scratching the leaves.
Yeah.
And these birds, they were gobbling to just hearing him scratch.
I've heard a lot of things about, like, for the Eastern turkey, what is your favorite calling sequence? And a lot of people say it's just a little bit of scratching the leaves.
Yeah, I mean, and it turned that flock around, the rest of it, and they worked up. I think there was like three Jakes on the tail end, but there was definitely one gobbler.
Did MJ pick out the long beard out of the group?
He tried, but they came up, you know, down, it was southern Ohio, so it was hilly. And
yeah,
when they came up a hill and there was a log. So he just seen red heads poking up over the logs, mm-hmm. and he picked out the middle bird.
Oh, okay.
And ended up shooting that. It ended up being a Jake. It was a bigger Jake. It had actually like a full fan to it.
Oh, it was a Jake.
It was a Jake.
I thought it was a Tom.
It was actually a double.
That's why I just asked you that, because from what I saw, it had a full fan to it.
It had a full fan. The beard was probably, I don't know what you would classify it. It had
little nipples.
Little nipple spurs.
Okay.
Full fan. And it's, you know, its beard was, we didn't measure it, but I'd say 6 inches at least.
Oh, so, really?
We called it a Jom.
Yeah, that's what I'd call it.
John, whatever, an in betweener. But
a Jom. Yeah, that's weird.
It was a cool hunt. And you could hear in the video, too, the find between a Jake gobble and a Tom.
Yeah, did you videoed it all?
Yeah.
Pretty good video.
I didn't get the kill shot on film just because of the way we were set up, but I videoed them work down the hill, gobbling their heads off, and watch them turn around and come into.
And you said there was another group, the same group as you, with you guys hunting a total different group of turkeys.
Yeah, a total different group of birds. Really? And they were working like five or six birds, gobbling birds. So there was.
Okay, found our plan for the morning.
Yeah, you know, they're heading down there.
Oh, are
this
they?
Weekend, yeah, there's probably going to be like six of them hunting. Well,
we got a 2-hour drive. We're going to make it 10.
Yeah, we could.
We could always go to Coshocton.
We can always go to Coshocton.
Yeah, we'll just ride the 4-wheelers with the rest of the group.
Yeah, have them drop us off.
Yeah. Side story. But
that was an action-packed morning, though. That was crazy.
Jeez, I bet.
Yeah, that sounds like quite a bit.
Yeah. That sounds crazy. And then you found some morels.
Found some morels, yeah, mushrooms. They should be popping up here north. Here soon, so.
They were up in Missouri last week.
Did you guys find some?
Yeah.
They are popping.
Yeah, Morgan's the fung
bag
girl.
Morgan, did you find them?
No, but they're around
here.
She can't
find them, but she knows the facts.
They're around.
What are popping? The blacks?
Black syrup right now.
Black syrup.
Some people are finding some yellows.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love finding them, but the only time I'll ever look is while I'm turkey hunting.
Yeah.
They taste so good.
Or afternoon. If you got nothing better to do.
Yeah, I can't stand looking for mushrooms just because it's just like you stare at one spot and like look around a little bit for like 5 minutes at a time. It's not like shed hunting where you can like, you know, book it. And
meander.
Like,
yeah.
Well, I found a shed while I was mushroom hunting the other day.
Aren't you cool, Morgan? I'm mad about that.
Yeah.
Morgan always finds his sheds the weirdest way.
Dude, she found one
in December.
She found it right in the middle of a driveway. So what happened is I split off one way and crossed this like little spillway creek, and she was too scared to cross it. And I could hear her yelling for me because she like wanted me to give her a piggyback ride across it. And I just kept walking because I was like mad. I was like, she's screaming my name across the woods. Well, she didn't make it across the creek. So she turned around, walked 20 more yards and found a freaking shed.
No, not even 20. I literally turned around and I was like, oh, there's a
shed in the middle of like this driveway through the woods. I was like, oh, but.
That's the fun part with turkey season, too, is shed hunting kind of continues on with it.
Yeah, usually always find one or two while shed hunting.
And while I've been mushroom hunting, I've been seeing all the turkeys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Scaring them away.
Uh-huh. Scare them this way.
No, yeah. They're still there. They don't leave.
You said you popped out of the woods the other day and saw 4 redheads running away from you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of sucks.
They come back, though.
Do they?
You think they're all 4 longbeards?
I don't know. I just saw the redheads running away.
Then we got a picture of a Jake at that property today, so.
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Stout Jake.
He's got a big head.
He's got a big head. It's got a little beard.
It's got that yogurt slinger on it.
It's got a 2-inch beard, but Drake's swearing that the head means it's a Tom now. No, I don't know.
You don't know in the morning till he gobbles.
Oh, jeez.
Well, if he doesn't gobble.
I roosted at that property tonight and nothing gobbled. In the morning, there might be a Jake out.
Yeah, like you were saying.
I guarantee you in the morning, though, if you'll hear something.
Yeah.
I mean.
Exactly like you were saying. Nick went out to a piece tonight, and he watched a longbeard walk into the woods right at last light, and he never heard him gobble.
Yeah.
Owl hooted. and never heard of gobbles.
It happens. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they won't.
I don't know if it's conditions. I mean, I would think the conditions, the weather conditions have been pretty awesome this past week.
Yeah.
And we just, I mean, at this said piece that we're talking about tonight with the bird gobbling, you guys have heard them gobbling all week, but.
Yeah, at that piece where Joey heard those two birds tonight, I went there 2 days ago and heard a bird that was very killable.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe it's just a two-year-old bird. Everywhere else we go, they're like five, so.
Yeah. So what, the weather tomorrow is supposed to be good, yeah?
Yeah, it's supposed to be clear tomorrow.
40 degrees.
It's 40 at daybreak.
Clear skies?
It's a little cloudy. Mm-hmm.
A little cloudy?
Actually, pretty, yeah, a little cloudy. Wind's supposed to pick up about 10.
Would you rather hunt turkeys in the wind or rain?
Rain.
Rain all day.
I'm thinking that, too.
Dude, I hate the wind.
The wind sucks.
I hate everything in the wind, especially turkey hunting. Rain, I mean, you kind of know what they're doing. They're going out towards the fields a lot of the time, so.
Yeah.
It's an easy time to drive around and look at the pieces that you can hunt and find turkeys in the field and then, you know, base off that. But
get a game plan together and go try to hunt them.
Yeah, definitely rain all day long. But, no, the conditions are, I mean, the weather this weekend, I didn't see any rain in the forecast. I don't know about wind, obviously, but it seems like it's going to be decent.
Should we talk about some of our trips out of state possibly this year?
Yeah, we can touch on it. Like, I mean, we've been talking Michigan. Michigan's in the forecast.
Yeah.
Wish Nick and Sammy were here to talk about it, but.
Yeah.
But they've been seeing three or four up there.
Well, what Nick told me is that his grandma sent him a picture of five Strenton Longbeards in the backyard.
That's legit.
And then he talked to his grandpa, and he said all day long they were sitting outside and just could you hear him gobbling.
That's so legit.
That is legit. It's an 80-acre property, and when you're thinking about it with four or five people turkey hunting, you know, you want to be hunting big property when you're turkey hunting. So 80 acres, odds are there's only going to be like two or three of us buying tags.
Yeah.
But
five, that's a
good number. I mean,
maybe Drake will shoot a gobbling Jake.
Maybe I'll shoot a gobbling Jake. Who knows?
Drake the Jake. So, yeah, I mean, Michigan's in the forecast.
You just came back from PA.
Yeah, I just came back from Pennsylvania trout fishing, which last year, after my trout fishing trip, saw a lot of turkeys. We went back up there for turkey hunting. And we did, I mean, we didn't kill anything, but we had a good time. We got on birds, that's for sure. And, I mean, Pennsylvania is also another place that we're probably going to go a little bit later in May when Pennsylvania turns into all-day hunts. Mm-hmm. Because last year we went until in the part of the season where you could only hunt till noon and you couldn't hunt Sundays. So we went from like a Wednesday to Sunday, but you know, we can only hunt that till Saturday.
We'll try to shoot for an all day.
Yeah. We're trying to get the advantage and be able to hunt all day. But, so that's in the forecast too. That will be later in May, like I said, but I think so Michigan, the plan is right now is the 3rd through 6th of May. So it'll be like
it's like a Thursday through Sunday.
I think what Nick was saying was Friday.
Yeah.
But that can, I mean, we're all flexible.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That could change. And obviously, if we're on birds, like Nick was saying, possibly we stay an extra day.
Yep.
You know, it all depends. We're flexible. So that's in the forecast. Go up there, have a great time, like always. We've never been up there turkey hunting, but over the past couple of years, we've heard more and more about the turkeys up there. So we're wanting to get up there and try it out. And then. That's kind of all we have planned as of right now for the out-of-state turkey hunting.
Yep.
And that could change and, you know, say we have a really good Ohio season and we get bored. So
yeah, I'm not too sure. I mean, if I kill one here in the first week, which cross my fingers, knock on wood, hopefully I do. We know we got birds. We know they're around and I plan on hunting every single day this week, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure. I don't just pack it up, head to Indiana for a few days or Kentucky or Tennessee. Met some fellas down there, good fellas. I saw their season open last weekend. They killed birds. I got buddies that killed birds in Kentucky this last weekend.
Public land?
Public land, Kentucky, Tennessee, private land. I've heard of people going down to Indiana and having some luck down there. We've deer hunted before and saw plenty of turkey signs, so kind of know where to start. But
yeah, from what we saw, it just seemed like turkey woods. So
yeah,
it's always fun doing turkeys, like because they're just vocal.
Yeah,
it's fun to.
It's
just,
definitely way easier to capitalize on a mature turkey than it is a mature deer.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
but later in the season, it'll. I mean, as long as season's open, I guess, you know, the birds will lose their hens midday or lose their hens just at any time, really. It'll get thicker. They'll have to dig around the woods to look for you. It'll just get better and better.
Yeah, late season's usually better for the actual hunting side of things, but then it gets warm and a lot of undergrowth starts growing and things just kind of become not so fun as it is right now. Mosquitoes start happening.
Turkey hunting is tough. Sometimes it's tough.
Oh, it can be real tough.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't killed one in the last 3 years.
It definitely make you mad, that's for sure. Turkeys will make me mad.
They will.
Do unpredictable things, it seems.
When you hear one on a property the day before season starts and then you go back and don't hear one.
Yeah.
We'll definitely hear something tomorrow morning.
Another thing I wanted to bring up. So I heard this on might have been a TikTok or something like that. Guy was saying, like, so these birds that you hear at night or in the morning on the limb that are just absolutely hammering, gobbling their head off, those are usually the ones that are going to pitch down and shut up for the remainder of the morning to an extent. Did you? Like, what do you guys think about that? Like, you think the bird that gobbles once at night and then maybe two times on the limb in the morning, that one's going to be more predictable and huntable in the morning after he pitches down? Like, you guys got any input on that? Or it seems like in my experience, and this is why I'm like, me getting mad has brought that up, because a turkey will absolutely hammer. It's probably a 2-year-old bird just hammering his head off in the morning, just going crazy. And then he hits the ground, just shuts up. That's what makes me mad. It frustrates me because
you can make your prediction after they hit the ground.
Yeah, exactly. You're just like, you know, you're sitting there, you're kind of soft yelping, tree talking, and this bird just going crazy. You're like, oh, this is a done deal. This bird wants me right now. And then he hits the ground, it shuts up. And that's what's like frustrating. But like,
roosted ain't roasted. That's what they say.
Yeah. I've never heard that, but I just thought about it. That's actually pretty cool. I don't know.
There's something
to bring up.
You predict them after they hit the ground, I think.
Yeah.
You can read them better.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends. I mean, if he's got some hens with him, if he goes to bed with some hens, he'll probably hit the ground and just shut up and follow them. But if he goes to bed without hens, you know, he's probably, same bird, he's probably going to gobble the same if he hits the ground and his hens aren't on the ground yet, or his hens are the next ridge over, you know, he's going to gobble till something comes to him or he goes to something. You know, I don't know if I've ever seen that before where one's hammering on the limb and shuts up and, I've seen it, but like that versus a bird that, you know, doesn't hammer much on a limb and hits the ground and gobbles more. I can't say I've seen that.
Yeah. Well, sometime when the longbeard I shot at that piece, you know, that we hunt all the time 2 years ago before school. That's a property that I know all the time that the birds will gobble their head off and then hit the ground and shut up and frustrates us. Did that bird gobble his head off on the limb?
He didn't really hammer too much on the limb, but when he hit the ground, he was trying to locate us.
You know, that's kind of what I was talking about. That's what I thought too, but I couldn't really remember if he was going crazy on the limb or not. But yeah, like I was just saying, that bird, we hunted him and I ended up killing him that morning. He came right up a freaking cliff and I killed him.
But that bird that Morgan shot last year, he was hammering on the roost. Yeah. He hammered as soon as he hit the ground. He was hammering when he was flying down. Like, he gobbled his head off.
Yeah, and that's hot. That's a total
opposite. Went to bed without hens.
Yeah. He was hot.
You know?
Yeah, that was, like you were saying earlier, Drake, before the podcast, a story, one of our favorite turkey hunting stories. That would definitely be one of them for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen a fair amount of turkeys die. Nothing like Joey's seen, but that was an amazing hunt.
You can go into depth on that one. That's one to talk about. I mean,
we all could, because all four of us sitting there. We
were all there.
We were all there. But
I remember it was like 7 o'clock at night. I saw that bird cross the road into that farm.
Yep.
And we all got connected because we always keep in touch. It's always like,
And that's the coolest part, because we were all there roosting them that night.
We all hung out.
Yeah.
We just soaked it in.
Yeah.
Freaking coyote was howling.
Yeah. That's one of the coolest parts too, is so we all met up. Like, obviously Drake was the first one at this piece of property to try to roost this bird, and heard him gobbling, got a hold of me, got a hold of Morgan, Joey, and we all ended up showing up and walking back into the woods with Drake. We heard him gobbling his head off and it was getting real dark and we were actually about to head out and a pack of coyotes lit up literally right underneath this bird. And it kind of to me, I don't know about you guys, but it kind of scared me.
It scared me too.
Thinking, you know, because we were like, oh my gosh, there hasn't been a bird in this property all day long. You watch him cross the road by himself, or all season long, you watch him cross the road by himself without a hen.
Yep.
We're like, this bird just went to bed by himself. And then we're like, perfect game plan for the morning, and a pack of coyotes light up underneath him.
He shot one too. That was so cool. I'll always remember.
That was really cool. I just remember it was like beautiful skies and just like coyotes howling and turkeys gobbling. It was awesome, but it was also kind of scary thinking that he was going to shut up and pitch away, or, you know, hit the hill.
Limb hop or something.
Yeah, limb hop away. But then rolled into the morning. I remember that morning. I know there's a video clip of it. We're walking through our food plot, and I think it might have been Drake.
Is it Jake?
I think it's a Jake. Drake's like, I'll shoot that motherfucker.
No, he goes,
like,
if it's Jake, throw me the gun.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If it's a Jake, throw me the
gun.
If it's a Jake, throw me the gun.
I was just messing around. I knew it wasn't a Jake.
But, yeah, so we got through our food plot after, you know, saying that kind of stuff. We set up on him, and this bird gobbled its head off on the limb, pitched down.
Remember that raccoon, like, ran in front of it?
Yeah, we'll get to that. But this bird pitched down. We watched him pitch down we just caught a couple glimpses of him. He went into this field and just gobbled his head off and hung up out there for, you know, 5-10 minutes. And we were kind of getting skeptical, thinking that he was just going to hang up out there. Well, he ended up coming in down this tractor, clear cut path through the woods.
A little aggressive with the calling. And
yeah,
I mean, I don't know if that's what broke him, but something did. He was alone. He heard some hens.
Yeah.
It was an open path for him to walk in it.
Yeah. Me and Morgan were set up on this little tree in front of Joey and Drake, which were calling in cameraman. And like Morgan was just saying, we watched a raccoon run across the path, and we thought it was the turkey to start, but it wasn't. And he ended up coming right down the barrel, just gobbling his head off. I mean, he gobbled all the way. We watched him from, you know, 60, 70 yards all the way into 30. He probably gobbled 5-6 times within that stretch, just right in our face. Mm-hmm. Morgan rolled him at 30 yards.
That was a picture perfect morning.
That was the only bird that we killed in Ohio last year.
Yep.
Yep. It was.
That was at least by far the best hunt for a turkey that I've had.
That was cool. It was just everything added up. Everything worked out.
Yeah.
The way it was planned.
Yep.
I feel like turkeys were like far and few between last year.
Yeah, I mean, it was rough for us. You know, I mean, Joey,
I had one opportunity, but there was two, like last year, there was two birds in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if the one I shot at died or not, but there's only one in there this year that I know of. Of course, the ones we're seeing across the road from there could always end up in there.
Yeah.
Which so there could be three. But there was one kind of separated with a flock of 7 or 8 hens using that area. I mean, good chance he's in there right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just had that one opportunity last year.
to say the least, I think we've definitely seen a spike in longbeards and some jakes too. I think we've had some good hatches in years past.
I think so. I don't know. Oh, at least like around me. So I grew up, like when I first started getting serious into turkey hunting, it was like a couple properties around me that were absolutely loaded.
From like first turkey ever killed, I've seen a decrease.
Oh, really? Oh, you've seen a decrease. Yes. Yeah.
From 7 years ago for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
that's what I'm talking.
But like in the past three, probably.
Yeah. Like 2 years ago is probably when. I've always had a good turkey spot, so I can't talk much. But
yeah,
you've always had a tried and true,
yeah,
good one.
But I think this year we've seen a lot more turkeys than we have in years, like within the last 2 or 3 years. Now, when I killed my first turkey, you know, a flock of 7 or 8 jakes came in, and there was 3 or 4 longbeards on the limb around us. Like best hunt I've ever had in my life. You know, like just best hunt.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, like I was saying, 6-7 years ago, I used to. It was a blast to me to hop on my 4-wheeler and go down the road, and I used to just stop at every big block of woods and just try, you know, making a turkey to gobble on the roost at night. And I used to, within a mile block of me, I used to make 6-7 different groups of birds gobble, and I haven't been able to do that once this year.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, hunt pressure is, we've killed a number of birds out of there. I know of a lot of others that have killed a number of birds in the area. And I think just hunt pressure has kind of got the best of it. And I got other spots that are almost just as good now, but
yeah,
I don't know.
It's hard. They move around and you get hunting pressure. It's it's hard to deal with.
Yeah, it is.
Sometimes.
Well,
I got one question. We could pop before the end of the podcast.
Perfect.
See it winding down. But I don't know. It's question's been asked before, but what's one thing that is always in your turkey vest, other than the obvious?
Toilet paper.
I was gonna say the same damn
thing. A water.
Well, that's obvious.
Oh,
but toilet paper. I'll take that as an answer.
Toilet papers. What else I keep in there?
I would say 5-hour energy.
Yeah. I would have to go with toilet paper.
Yeah.
I always pound some energy before.
You don't have like a Little Debbie or something? Or a
I never had a snack in my
life. Snack or snacks. Unless it's an excursion, but other than that, I don't.
Like a big time trip. Yeah. If it's just like a local hunt, I'm never thinking about snacks.
You like a Lucky Rabbit's Foot or something?
No horseshoe
or a Jake's Burr?
I don't have a horseshoe or nothing.
I'm actually surprised you don't have something like that.
If I tripped into a horseshoe in the woods, that thing would never leave my hip. I need all the luck I can get. Yeah, Lucky Horseshoe.
Lucky Horseshoe.
I need all the luck I can get.
Well, you said 5-hour energy.
Yeah, probably a 5-hour energy.
I'd have to go with toilet paper, too. That's always on hand.
Yeah, definitely.
And
I just
pouch.
Actually just stocked mine full today. So,
you never know what you're going to run into.
Yep.
Never know. Alrighty, well, we're pushing almost an hour now, and we're going to be hunting in the morning.
Yeah, I say we do a podcast as soon as we kill one.
Yeah, hopefully we're talking again tomorrow night.
Yeah.
But even if we don't, I mean, obviously we're going to be hunting hard, you know, every week. If we don't have anything better, like a guest or a different topic to talk about, at least a weekly update on the turkey hunt throughout the season.
For sure. I think so.
At least, you know.
Yep, hopefully we're doing one by noon tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be awesome. Obviously, if we kill one, we're going to be doing another one, but... We don't. Next Friday, we'll talk about our adventures over the week.
Wish us luck.
Yeah. And good luck to all you.
Yep.
We got an early morning, so we'll see you guys.
Peace.
Later.